Are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, my name is Paul Knauer. My name is Paul Knauer, founder of Crooked Stories Theater. Under advice of our counsel, Biggie, Middleston, and Small, I'd like to read the following statement on behalf of Crooked Stories Theater. This statement is in no way intended to indicate, implicate, or insinuate blame in the matter at hand. Before the previous episode of Bad Fish the series, we included the following message. No animals were harmed in the recording of Bad Fish. This was an honestly presented statement. However, it has come to our attention that an unfortunate incident occurred on set during the production, one of which we have just recently been made aware.
If you could just a little. Thanks.
Crooked Stories Theater would like to formally apologize for any harm done in said incidents by persons hired by Crooked Stories Theater to facilitate recording. We would also like to emphasize strong actions have been taken to ensure something like this will never happen again. We would also like to offer a formal apology to Larry, the affected party. In so apologizing, Crooked Stories Theater would like to acknowledge certain facts. Fact number one, any and every actor and crew member, employee or contractor, has the right to feel safe on set. This includes, obviously, contract llamas. Two, name-calling is unacceptable at all times, but especially in the work environment. Three, calling a llama Lorenzo is lazy, somewhat dated, and honestly just bad comedy. On those grounds alone, Crooked Stories Theater joins in your offense.
It's okay.
You're doing great. Finally, Crooked Stories would like to welcome our newest full-time employee, our new audio manager and boom mic specialist. Welcome to the team, Larry. Welcome to Crooked Stories Theater, where each week we bring you strange and quirky tales, stories with a small twist, an odd setting, a unique character. It could be a drama, a light horror, a sitcom, really any kind of story, as long as it's just a bit crooked. Today we're marking the debut of Dean Humphrey, the newest Crooked Stories Theater cast member, presenting Episode 2 of Season 1, Bad Fish.
Bad Fish.
Right, so we've covered television watching, sleep schedules, and the dishwasher. Next item on the list is... This is important. We're sharing a house. Details matter. This is basically your idea. You wanted to be equals. Roommates. Wing it, but without a plan, it's just chaos. Now... Let's talk money. I know. Nobody likes to talk about money. I've been reading a lot of relationship books lately. A bunch of them say that if we're not on the same page about money, we won't make it. I know it's not that kind of relationship, but I think it's still important.
Hi, Mr. Stanley. The window was open. I hope you don't mind. Hey, Albert. I'll set up in the conference room.
Conference room?
Your bedroom. Albert said you wouldn't mind. We're starting a business. Lemonade.
A business? Can I be a part of? I just love lemonade. What's a friends and family round?
It's just a quick meeting. We won't take long, I promise.
What about our meeting? Albert?
I thought this story was about your landlord.
Oh, it is. I just felt like the lemonade thing was important. It was delicious, even if it didn't include me. See, they use real lemons, and the sugar isn't just any ordinary...
Stanley, Your landlord?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, my landlord. Hello?
Inspection, tomorrow.
Tomorrow? Can't I have a few days to clean up?
Oh, you got a pet?
A pet? No, I have, an Albert.
I don't know what that means. But usually, when someone needs extra time, it's to hide a pet. Lease it clear. No pets.
Lease?
Do you remember all that paperwork you signed 10 years ago before you moved in? Well, that was a lease. It's legally binding.
So if I had a pet, it'd be illegal?
Something like that, yes. Anyway, inspection tomorrow.
I learned a lot since Albert moved in. I now know what a lease is. And I also know what legally binding means. But back then, I thought it meant I was going to jail.
Jail? Really?
I also learned what naive means. I'm still naive, but not as much as I used to be. I mean, you can only know what you know, right? It's not like I had anyone to teach me.
I hadn't thought of it that way. You not having parents?
I was pretty scared. Albert? My landlord called. We have to... Whoa, that's a lot of lemonade. There must have been 10 pitchers, a bunch of different flavors. Can I try some? I don't think I should have to pay, not when my bedroom is your boardroom.
You'll never have to pay, Mr. Stanley. Everyone but Mr. Stanley. Tell us which one is your favorite.
I think Albert and I together drank 8 or 9 pitchers. I was very full, but Ellie just kept making more until...
Who's that?
I don't know.
Hello, Stanley. Surprise inspection.
It was my landlord.
He was early?
I thought you said it tomorrow.
See, that's the surprise part.
You slammed the door on your landlord.
I panic sometimes. My brain just gets overwhelmed. I apologized. I'm sorry.
But you didn't open the door.
I couldn't let him arrest me. Thankfully, he's kind of used to me.
I'll start in the backyard. You've got 5 minutes to get yourself together.
Yeah, Ellie, Albert, no time to explain. The landlord's here. If he finds Albert, I'm going to jail. I really don't want to go to jail. The toilet, it's in the middle of the room. And the clothes, I can't. Do they even have cable? What about... Ha ha. But if I go to jail, you go back to the pet store. Hurry, out the window.
It's stuck.
Okay, you clean up here. I'll get Albert's room. His room was a mess. The worst part, he spent 5 days blowing up his swimming pool, one tiny breath at a time. Took me all of 20 seconds to let it out.
Mind telling me what all the digging is about in my backyard?
I didn't hear him come in. The backyard? Yeah. Fish sticks, well, and anchovies. A couple of shrimp. Food, not pets, I promise.
You are a unique one, aren't you? Hey, this room looks different. You got a roommate? What's this Albert fella you mentioned?
Lemonade, Mr. Landlord?
Saved by Ellie. She's a smart cookie.
She saved me a lot.
I'd love one.
We have blueberry, raspberry, strawberry, hibiscus, watermelon.
Just regular, if you got it.
One regular. It's in the kitchen.
You're the girl from next door. Always hangs around here.
Ellie.
This is really good.
We're starting a business. Me and a friend.
Nice. The fridge working all right for you, Stanley? Your cabinet's good. No bugs.
So by this point, I've got two problems.
Keeping Albert hidden and...
I wasn't feeling so good. I mean, I drank a lot of lemonade. I waved Ellie to get Albert out of there, and I stayed real close to the sink just in case the lemonade wanted out. That's what Ellie called it later, wanting out. Then I,
You don't have to say it.
Puked.
But you did.
I threw up a lot. It was actually quite helpful.
Whoa there, Stanley. You're gonna clog up the pipes.
It's just lemonade.
Let's get you out back.
I thought maybe if we were outside, Ellie could sneak Albert out. But he was having his own issues. Ellie couldn't get him to leave.
We have to go. We don't have time for that. Fine, but hurry. I'm not looking. Promise. Let's go. Are we good now? I'll check the hall.
Well, let's just take a quick look at the bathroom and the main bedroom. I'll be out of your hair in about 5 minutes.
He's coming.
Washing machine's been a bit squeaky lately.
Squeaky? Well, that's no good. Show me.
Before it was like, squeak-a-screech.
Sounds fine now.
I tried really hard not to lie that day. It really did make that noise, but only when Albert tried to tumble dry his rubber duck floaty thing. He checked the bathroom next.
All good in here, it looks. Well, there's a little mud in the tub. Well, let's check the bedroom.
I thought I was done with, for sure. I was thinking, I sure hope they don't have pepperoni in prison.
Hey, Mr. Stanley. Just gonna put the last pitcher of lemonade in the fridge.
He looked around, checked the closet, under the bed. No Albert. I thought I was in the clear. Until...
Well, you got a little water there by the dresser. Has your ceiling been leaking?
No, sir. I don't know what that's from.
Looks like it's actually coming from this drawer. Maybe from this fishbowl stuffed inside?
I was toast. That's what Ellie called it later. I don't know what that means, but I think it has something to do with being in a jam, maybe? I was gonna tell you.
Weird. Fishbowl. No fish.
He held it out. Sure enough, water, rocks, but no Albert.
Maybe we don't keep bowls of water in our dressers, okay?
So, turns out...
Hey, Mr. Stanley! Just gonna put the last pitcher of lemonade in the fridge.
Albert was in the lemonade!
He was so sick that night. Between what he drank and what he absorbed, we both...
You don't have to say it.
It was a long night.
So you never got caught?
Oh, no. I got caught.
You passed inspection, Stanley.
Oh, good. I don't think I could stand eating off those metal plates.
What? No, never mind. I don't want to know. I am raising the rent, $100 a month.
Wait, why?
Well, you can't have a pet. But you can have a roommate. Lease calls for an extra $100 a month.
So, you know?
Something's different about you. Better, I think. I always thought you needed a companion of sorts. So yeah, if you got a fish that'll ride out of a room and a pitcher of lemonade for you, well, I think that's a good thing. Oh, and tell that little girl, I run the grocery store, so if she brings me a case or two of that lemonade a week, I can sell it.
So no jail.
No jail. Not that day, at least. But that's a story for another time.
So, we do the interview over here. Start on me, of course. Close up. Catch my journalistic intensity. Over the shoulder to Patrick. We'll start by asking about the challenges of playing a goldfish. Is Mr. Warburton ready?
Just arrived. But, there's an issue.
Send him in. Let Gina White work her magic.
Patrick, if you could come on in.
Thank you. Thank you. Hello, everyone. So good to be here.
Patrick?
That's right.
Patrick Warburton?
Oh. No. Happens all the time. Don't beat yourself up. It's, Warbutton. Patrick Warbutton.
You're the actor playing Albert? The goldfish?
Bubble, bubble.
Get me Paul Knauer on the line.
Hey, Gina, how's it going,
Gina
Patrick?
Gina White, MS Now.
Everything okay?
Have you ever met Patrick Warburton? Like, in person?
No, I mean, he just sends in his lines. It's all voice work.
Bubble, bubble, baby.
Hey, Patrick. Great work on the episode.
You're the man, Paul. Love the writing. It's, so real.
I'm going to send you a quick pic of Mr. Warburton.
It's, Button, baby. Patrick Warbutton.
That's Patrick. Warbutton.
That's right. Hey, Paul, while I've got you, buddy, I have some thoughts about episode 3. Maybe we focus on Albert? Really dig into his, backstory. You know, what makes him the fish he is.
Patrick, you think we could get Danny on the line?
Who the heck is Danny?
Danny DeVito, your agent? The guy who sets up all the contracts?
Oh, you mean Donnie. That happens all the time. Don't beat yourself up. Yeah, let me ring him up.
Hang on, I got another call coming in. Mr. Paul?
Joe Black, Fox News. I hear you have a bit of a controversy brewing at Crooked Stories Theater.
Thank you for listening to Crooked Stories Theater. Tune in each week for new episodes or even completely new projects. If you enjoy our stories, please help us spread the word and follow us on your favorite platform. And if you're listening on a platform that allows reviews or ratings, well, we'd sure appreciate the boost of a good review. Finally, we invite you to visit crookedstories.com for more information on who we are, our actors, our stories, and upcoming projects. You might even bump into a bit of bonus content, such as downloadable scripts. Again, thank you for listening. We hope to see you again soon.